Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM Sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
You are listening to Drop Tent Media Network.
Hi, hello, welcome, Call the Bus, Neil Wood, Adam Nutter.
By the renewing of your mind,
the recycling. It's a flesh body world.
Do it.
Human.
Do it.
Sir Slimy Reptilian.
Hey, yeah, another day back in the cult. Here we go. Neil Wood, hi. Your Pope. Blessed be. How are you? Also comedian. Of course, as well, we got Adam Nutter. He's already coughing. He's already taking and imbibing in into the beautiful sanctity that is federal. Well, not federal, I should say.
Not federal.
Local. Local.
Locally sourced.
Legal drugs. Locally sourced.
Bees craft and make my weed. They fly to my window. And I panic. I'm afraid of bees.
How are you, bud? How
good.
Are you? You good? Yeah.
I'm good. I'm
actually ready for this day. You ready for? Yeah.
When you called me, or when I called you earlier, and you're like, "What are you doing? One of my errands was that." Go ahead.
What a life.
By the way, remember I said I know we're in a simulation because of the weed store paradox.
Yes,
when I was on the phone with you, I just forgot to tell you. As I was pulling up, it was empty, and as soon as I parked, people got onto the line. And I was like, and I forgot to bring it up while on the phone with you. So it's real. So, guys, you could kill kittens and stuff. Nothing matters. We're in a simulation. Right. Go for
it. Jesus Christ. Oh, boy. Yeah, I still don't. This paradox is like completely derived from you and driven by you. And it's a wonderful, fun thing, I guess. I don't know.
It's the weed store. It's a good paradox. Why is there no one there?
Because again, I love the spawning. Like, because again, you're picturing like, especially out of people where you found that probably high or on the end of being just recently high and need to re-up your highness, and don't really realize anything around you until you get out of the car and you're like, "Oh, I thought no one was here."
Because those people are NPCs. Because they're part of the simulation.
And they like spawn.
Yes, they just spawn. They're already
at
in
a near weed store.
Yes,
Adam near weed.
I think it's like that, or a Truman Show situation where they're just waiting in the car, and they're like, "No, and they get out, like right as they pull up." And they have radios, like everybody's like, like fucking the CIA. Everybody's like talking to their fucking wrist, up. Go.
Dude, the newspaper.
The
birds right now are so bad. It says, "Oh shit, is he coming?" Okay,
That's what it's like. Just real quick, everybody, I don't know what I'm talking about. Every single time I go to the weed store, okay, there's no one there. There's no one in line.
I want you to picture this. Imagine just the shot of the weed store. He hasn't pulled in yet, just the shot. And there's a little bit of
in the parking lot.
Right? Then he pulls in back to, there's no one. He's looking
no
around.
One.
There's pans, there's the cameras panning, no one there. Then as soon as
I park, people get out of their cars and go to the line. It's every time.
It doesn't
No, they should already be on the line.
It is a logical fallacy that you're just like, I pull in, there's no one there. Bro, then as soon as I park, which I don't understand where the whatever. Do you see cars when you pull
yes,
in?
Yes, right in front. It's right in front of the store. And yes, Josh, they're all cars. Feds. Thank you. They are all feds.
Wait, they're feds. So the feds are going so far. They're buying weed, and also just to fuck with you.
Yes. Thank you for understanding my plight and my weed store struggles.
It's got to be. Oh man, I forgot. I mean, you know, we are trying to put people into this cult, so I guess we have to just go in and go like, "Hey, yeah, Adam, he's the president of the cult, and he's gonna think the entire world is around him, which he should because he's a cult leader. So it makes sense.
Yeah, kind of does. And I'm not asking to fuck your wives, so like, I'm better than most.
I know. Stop bringing it up. Not you, like everyone else. We get this online all the time, like constantly. Like, please, can you come fuck our wife? We're like, guys, that's not the kind of cult we have. Not,
I mean, we'll do it. We will.
No,
do
I
it.
Mean, hey,
we'll listen, do it, but we don't ask to. We will do it.
We though. Don't. We don't do that kind of stuff around here. I mean, sure. Do we make house calls all the time? More game. Than you'd think, if anything. Yeah, yeah, it's a lot. I know. I was just coming back from a house call recently. I'm already tired. Then I got another one. Hit up on Twitter. Hey, I need you to fuck my wife real quick. I'm real fuck, real quick.
I'm He's like, I want to be in the corner filming it. And you're like, fine, just don't get my face in the shot.
I let the dog out. All right, hold on. And then
he's like, bring the dog. And you're like, now we're talking.
Yeah, you know, and I got to be like, I don't want to do that. But then they're like, please, you know, I feel bad. It's a whole thing.
Yeah, totally.
It's so tough to be us sometimes.
It's hard to be us.
You know what I mean? We don't want to keep this up.
You gotta fuck your hot wives.
I have to fuck each wife too. It's not like, you know, you, I don't know how you're doing it. But me, I put my heart into it.
Yeah. Oh, I don't care about their feelings, so I just...
Oh, you're going that way. No, I'm a sweet lover, so I really take the time. They have to come, and then he's like, oh, okay, well, we're almost done here, and then I gotta...
And you're like, no, it's okay. I don't even want to come. I'm here for you.
Well, it's one thing. If you're going to invite me over to your house to have sex with your wife because you admire the way we run our cult and stuff like that, then at least have snacks or something, because they're very short on snacks. They don't really like it if I ask for snacks. It's just a weird, I don't get it anymore.
But by the way, that I know this is visual, but that lamp post thing you have in the back on the ledge of the windowsill and all the little characters we have, it does look like we have a weird cult of just fucking like stuff.
This is all your nonsense.
Yeah, I know. No, it's mine. 100%.
I leave it here because I'm waiting. I shouldn't have actually sat here because I should have just thrown this out. And then
don't
lost
throw
it
out. I'll cry and you
don't take it. I don't want it.
No, it's part of the studio.
We have something cool here.
That's our leader. First of all, don't speak ill of our leader.
You've said that.
Secondly, cover the Cuoco's ears. He can hear you. How dare you?
The one ear, my dog ripped off the other.
Yeah, and you let him be attacked viciously.
Well, I was just going by what I saw with all the news on Cuoco's that people are kicking him and stuff. I was like, okay, cool. It's cool my dog to attack it. I didn't know. I thought it was a trend. TikTok's a trend. Everyone's doing dances and shit. I thought I was like, oh, all right.
You know, it's maybe some of the wildest TikToks I've seen are like people who are like doing like TikTok dance trends, like in front of like their grandmother, like on a respirator, like dying, like on life support. And they're like, you know, but because they're not talking. So just like the words on the screen.
Oh,
and
what, like, Adam? What? Like, you want me to stop doing that? You want me to stop doing TikTok dances?
Like my grandmother went into respiration 4 days ago. Just like doing this shit. And it's like it's so fucking. It's like, wow, dude. And then you think like, oh, it's probably only the young generation doing that. Like, and then you have like 45-year-old moms doing that, like in front of like their dying dad.
Mom, I hope you get better.
You're like, dude,
like so just funny. Like that. It's like I don't think you. Yeah.
No, I think they're dying. They're trying to die faster. They're like just pulling plugs from the wall.
Yeah, pulling. They're in their cons like get these plugs. Just trying to kill themselves.
It's so wild. It's weird how like that whole like social, like especially TikTok, I feel like really pulled us away from I don't know, reality, like a sense where like everything is so just like like nothing's. It's like the kids you take like selfies at like the grandparents' funeral, like at the casket. You ever see those? Like crazy.
I guess I'm not surprised. I don't know.
Yeah, it's not. I think the first time you see it, you're like, what?
Well, I would have been doing that. I mean, I would have, if I was like 14 and had a phone and that could take pictures, you know, I would have had to take a flip phone thing. I'd have had to turn it around. That was impossible to do. There was no way.
Dude, you know, I mean, we got lucky though.
Well, like, you wouldn't do, wait, hold on. Don't move off. Stay, hold on.
It was with it.
You would have done that shit.
Yeah, no, that's what I was gonna say. We got lucky, like not having Twitter and shit like in high school.
Lucky. Whatever.
Dude, we would have said crazy shit. 100%. Especially back in like 2002. You're saying crazy shit in 2002.
You're comparing that to now.
Yeah, I know, but
it would have been fine to say whatever 100%. We were saying.
It's about today's culture, though. Everybody digs up old tweets and shit like that. Like, if you didn't go back,
we're all doing it. It wouldn't. I know. I understand. Listen, bud, you can't come at me with this fucking counterfactuals and then think I'm not going to examine every single one of them unfunny way. All right, you think you're going to do that to me, dude? No, I just don't. Actually, I get what you're saying, but I also be like, well, everyone we know would have been like, oh yeah, I said. You know, like I dropped a hard F on a dude. We would have all had like a thing because we were just assholes. You know, it would have been a little bit more, I think.
True. Yeah.
It would have had to been treat like a little racier to, yeah. You know, it would have been much more like N words and stuff. That would have been rough.
Oh, yeah. Especially, oh my God. Staten Island Twitter growing up back in the day would have been wild.
Sure.
It's a bunch of Italian 13-year-olds just dropping hard R's constantly on Twitter
back in the day, let's talk cult stuff and get, cause I like back in the day, I've been thinking about it. I don't know. What are the comics that you would try to, like get into our cult? Like I was watching that Jim Brewer special. And I liked Jim Brewer's one stand-up thing. I think he's from Long Island, right?
He's from
Long Island. What? Yeah, I was like, ooh, back in the day, I would have definitely taken him, as silly as it was. It's definitely faceted. It's like, so I would have probably been like, yeah, dude, Jim Brewer, I'd try to get like Chappelle, like try to get us into this call, try to convince them that we're cool when we're not.
But like, are you talking about like them at that time? Like, or them?
Now, because Jim Brewer's saying that, dude. So
it was like half-baked Jim Brewer? Like Dave Chappelle and... Like that, though, that era, Jim Brewer, like like the early 2000s, you talking about? Like, Jim Brewer, man.
You know, I think I just
Mitch Hedberg.
Yeah, I'm gonna try to. He'd have been dead before we even got him.
Yeah. But that would have been a cool stable for us.
Yeah.
We're like, yo, we killed Mitch. Not really killed him, but like, he died with us. That's cool. We could ride that forever.
He died in our loving embrace.
Right.
Yeah,
just eating heroin or just helping his habit.
I don't know why I even thought about it with Jim Brewer. I think I would try to get Boom. I would try to get Colin Quinn in our call.
That ooh, like, we need a rough, to convince tough him. Irishman.
Irishman. I would try so hard. Whatever you want, anything you need. I'm just thinking that Jim Brewer stuck in my head, dude, because he has a bit in this new set. It's like, it's seemingly an older guy who realizes that he's so indignant about possibly being wrong when he was younger. It's so funny to watch, I get a lot of it. It's whatever. I don't care. Right. But the one thing that he talks about, cause he's from Long Island. So it's like, my daughter came home from college and she was starting to just be like, racist this, racist that, and blah, 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 like, no education, I'm paying for this education. Like, he's got a bit thing like that. And then he seemingly goes right into comparing that to growing up on Long Island and that being like, no racism. I'm like, dude,
Long Island's a wasteland.
he's like, yeah, dude, your daughter's probably going to call you a couple of racist stuff. Like, she's probably going to be like, hey, pop. And he's like, no, what, me? I'm Long Island. That means you're, and he points to the crowd. He's like, then you would be racist. I was like, yeah, dude, you're performing in Long Island right now.
If you look at Long Island, like, and you start from like west to east, right? So like by like Queens and then go like outward to the ocean. It goes in like chunks of like it's like a map of like fucking Lord of the Rings. It's like, you know what I'm saying? You have like, this is the rich part, here's the poor part, here's the Italian part, most of the black people live here, here's the fucking poor mixed part, other than Montauk, here's a fishing community. That's how Long Island's broken up. It's like sectioned. It's fucking so weird.
Yeah, it's
so strange. And like, and then there's like those cross between those sections or like the blended parts. That, you know, like going in that kind of like 8 Mile Road. It's like it goes in and out. So then you have that in Long Island and those interact with each other. It's a fucking, dude, that place is a fucking disaster. It's so fucking big. It's so long, obviously. But there's so many like fucking different, yeah, that's, That place is a fucking, yeah, it's a nightmare.
It's a little nightmare. Not everyone from Long Island is crazy, but like he was saying it as if he was like, right? I'm like, dude, you gotta look at the outside.
There's so many old school Italians there. There's so many.
It was probably like, hey, Pop, I mean, a couple of things, right? He's like, all right, you know, it's just so funny. Weird. I didn't laugh once through that special. Bless his heart. I like the end. I didn't laugh. I gave it, watched the whole thing. I was like, I do not. I was just like,
his Sears bit is fucking hilarious, though. His Sears, you ever hear that one? This is not happening. Where he used to work at Sears.
Oh no. And
people used to call, and then he pretended he was. He used to prank call like his own department.
Yeah.
And he pretended because it was the '80s. So he pretended he was Gaddafi.
Yeah,
like, this
yeah,
is Muhammad Gaddafi. I'm launching missiles at your Sears Mall in Long Island. And then, like, he comes out of the room, like, the mall's cleared out. And he's like, oh, the FBI is there. Like, that's a good fucking fit.
It's nuts. I mean, dude, COVID broke him. He says his whole thing is about, and just you can see in his eyes, it broke him. It's kind of sad. Oh, shit.
Sorry, I was dropping my pen on my dog's face. my dog's right here. I just fucking dropped it and caught it right by his
Come on, dude. Hit this real quick. Come on, hit it. Stop being a dog. Don't be weird about it. Oh, you bitch. Bitch, hit it. Come on.
Actually, it's my sister-in-law. It's a dog you hate. It's all
you blow it in his face? Do you blow it?
Vape doesn't work that way, though. You can't hotbox with vape.
Have you been eating? Have you been giving him the edibles?
They have CBD.
Do you give him CBD?
Yeah. Oh, nice. It calms him. It does work. I think so. I mean, I don't know. I can't ask him. Like, how does it make you feel?
Yeah.
I have no fucking idea. Like, oh. He's like, bruh, it's fucking lit. Dude, like doggy bones, bruh.
That's what I think dogs, because again, I don't think they'd be able to be, but the highest a dog I ever got, and then I think they would become sentient, but they would only realize and say to themselves over and over again, I'm a dog. Like, they're like, it's like a whale. Like, it's a whale. Like, she's like, oh, shit, dude. I think I'm a dog.
Am I a dog, bro?
What's a dog? I'm a dog, though. I'm definitely a dog.
I definitely love butts and to smell and sniff.
I'm such a dog right now. Oh, my God. Like, because that's when I look at my dog. I think he just sits forward and goes, like, not hungry yet. Not hungry yet.
Yeah.
He could eat, but
now it's like, oh, yes. And then it's like, want to go outside right now?
My balls
it's like,
itch.
That's yeah, super yeah, quick. Yeah. They say it gives a dog hemp, which I guess that's also good.
Oh, nice.
That's for a dog. Who the fuck knows?
Just braid. He just feeds him like braided rope. just like, yeah, dude, I've been feeding him braided rope for
lady in the tramp hemps.
Dog. It's like a dog on a spit, really. It's actually still passing through him. It's one long rope of hemp.
He's pulls through the other side. He's just like constantly. Magic trick.
Yeah, the pretty good.
World's grossest magic trick.
Oh, it's like the colored ribbon. Here we go. Oh, we got blue and then yellow. Yay, boy. Good job. Brown. Oh. Oh, God.
Oh, so I can't talk about the thing that I saw the other day. If you want to get into that, I was talking to you about it on the phone.
Sure.
Okay. So, you're not going to believe me, but 100% saw some form of UFO. And I mean that in the clearest sense of the word. I don't mean aliens. I mean actual UFO.
I'm going to take this completely seriously.
Listen to me.
Will not laugh.
Everybody listen to me. Shut up and listen to me. It's a few nights ago. Okay? I'm sitting out on the deck. Stop it. Don't purse your lips.
I'm not laughing.
I'm sitting out on the deck with Steph, my friends Kevin and Karen, around their deck. Okay?
Yep.
I am looking up at the stars, just chilling. They're all talking. I look up and really high up in the sky, like way higher than planes, like really high up in the sky. I saw this like object going at this really fast pace, but like in a straight line from far out, long enough where I was like, hey, are you guys seeing this? Like I was like physically pointing it out to them. I was like, yo, look at this. And then it's going at a pretty fast pace. And now they're looking up. And it's going at the straight line, and then it's our lizard gods. Yes, it's a lizard god. Show respect. He's just coming to greet us. He's coming to show us. He's coming to show his cult respect. Then, as this thing was going straight, hard right angle, and just boom, gone, like took the fuck off, like a hard right angle, and it was so the fuck high up in the sky, but it was so high. But I think it must have been bigger because you could kind of see like outline's not the right word. General shape, I guess I would say. General shape, but I wouldn't even say outline. It's kind of like a triangle-y thing, like an oblong triangle, I guess. Okay. Is that a word? Is that a thing? An oblong triangle? Is that a thing? Like a
You mean like a pizza slice?
Kind of like a. Remember the 3D Doritos?
No, I didn't. Oh. I don't need
in the 90s.
I'm sorry.
There was like a puffy 3D Dorito they did for like a promotional thing. So if anybody remembers that, kind of looked like that a little bit, but like from a very dude, so the fuck way high. And again,
way high. You said that
going straight. You said hard right. Boom. Yeah. Gone. It was nuts how fast it took off. So and it was like
all you
crazy.
Need to do. All you need to do is replace the sentence. It was really high. I was just saying. I before you were really high. Probably a couple of muscle relaxers.
No, not true. Not true. It was on zero, and I wasn't even smoking. I was outside drinking a Vi.
Don't believe you.
I was.
Don't. I mean, the idea that you not smoking, I don't know what you're talking about. What, you just all of a sudden became sober? Like, what are
you? No, hold on. Easy. Use those words. Sober. No, I wasn't. I wasn't high. I wasn't on muscle relaxers. I was on nothing. I was just sitting there drinking a Vi, chilling. Just happened to be gazing up, and I saw it. They saw it. It was a fucking thing. It was fucking crazy.
Right.
So high in the sky. I was not high. Some sort of UFO.
Dude, so cool, man. Good job. See what I did. I'm taking it very seriously, and I'm not denial of that. I'm saying that's crazy. That's nuts.
And I didn't say aliens. I said, by the technical sense of the word, I saw a UFO. An unidentified flying
object. Did you react like I think you would? Were you like a little child? Mom, you see it? Steph, do you see it? Do you see it right there? Oh my God.
Like, stop talking.
Look at it.
Look. I tugged your shoulder.
Steph, look.
You're not looking.
Right. They're coming for us.
No, but it was honestly.
Mom,
like,
aliens.
It was honestly so long where at first I didn't say anything. I was like, nah.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I said. I was like, nah. Yeah. Okay, no, it's the thing I'm seeing.
I mean, it's clear.
And I looked around and I was like, no, it's still going. And then I was like, all right, you guys gotta. I was like, I'm sorry, but look the fuck up for a minute. I was like, can you look the fuck up there at that thing right there? And it took me a while to find it. Like, not
hey,
find
guys.
It.
You do that one of those. Hey, guys. Hey, guys. Look.
Dude, I try to fucking Ellie Statler her in Jurassic Park. Like, just turn Steph's head.
Goddamn ET up here.
She's looking at her phone. She's like, what? I'm like,
over Newtown, Pennsylvania.
Dude, it was fucking wild. It was so. That's still. At least Steph didn't dismiss me because, like, she was there and kind of saw it, as opposed to the last time where I saw that thing. And when I came home, I told her, and she was like, no, you didn't. And she just rolled over and went back to bed. I was like, oh, okay. Hey.
Like, it was, Catholic high school dude, she doesn't want to admit that aliens exist, even though the Pope said it was cool.
It was so dismissive. I was like, okay, I guess I didn't see it.
I'll be honest, you saw a drone, but that's fine. It's good.
Drone? No, it wasn't.
It's fine,
it wasn't
man.
A drone.
I get you, man. It's tough times. Dude,
drones physically can't go that high. It was so fucking high. And also, drones can't go that fast. It was, dude, okay. Like gone, like a light speed. Not light speed, that's crazy. Right. But literally took off at like this insane rate of speed. Like that, no drones taking off at that rate of speed, dude. It's fucking wild.
You should have called MUFON or your local UFO research place and really get, because this is the second or third one you've seen.
Second.
You might. You're. They're gonna start coming for you. You know what I mean? Not the MUFON people, the aliens. And the MUFON people are going to try to help you. And they're going to make sure that you're not being taken at night.
Ever see?
That why you don't sleep? Because you've been taken at night? You get taken? You have night terrors?
Maybe fourth kinded. You don't know.
Yeah, I'm saying you might be.
I don't want to get raped by aliens.
Why do you think they're going to rape you? They're going through bellies and stuff now.
Always goes through rape.
No, they go in through bellies now. They have fun and they jerk you. They jerk you and take your seed.
Oh, they sleep jerk me?
Well, I mean, you're cool. Awake and then they
am I awake?
It. You're awake and they erase it. It's kind of like Twilight. Not the movie, but
werewolf movie? Do you get to fall in love with the vampire?
Just werewolf. Yep. Sweet. It's a werewolf movie. I like that you like a werewolf movie? I'm like, it's kind
of
a werewolf.
I don't know
movie.
Why I didn't say vampire first.
Joseph, where you stood. You stood on one side. It's like, oh,
Team
brother,
Jacob, bro.
That's a werewolf movie, boy. Interesting.
Oh, dude, I went down a dogman rabbit hole the other day.
Dogmen are tough. Dogmen, it's a fun rabbit hole to go down.
Apparently, there's a lot of sightings in PA.
Yeah. They use. Do they get dog men or men like dog or dog like men?
I think it's the same.
It's very different dogs.
So you what's man? What's man cri- dog?
Oh, it's just a different, like, they're it just means their anatomy is slightly different. Like
body of a man, head of a dog, or like, I mean, no, like, right? Physical body of, I mean, like a weak, frail human being, like head of a dog, or like,
no, that's just Egyptian gods. That's cool. Yeah, no, that's not a thing. I don't think
it's Anubis.
But interesting. No, I got you.
So, dog, yeah, man, man's classified as like a werewolf type thing that like walks around on 2 feet, and apparently they're in PA a lot, but who knows?
Who knows? I know. They're not.
You don't know that, bro.
It's a cryptid. And by that, yeah. I mean, we know is that it's probably.
Hey, listen, if you went deer hunting, right? And there's literally millions of deer in the woods in Pennsylvania, right?
True.
If you went deer hunting, you might never see a deer. If there's assumingly, let's say, I don't know, 10,000 dog men running around, the chance you see a dog man are like none.
Right, but you do get where that falls down, right? Because
nah.
We see deer on the side of the road all the time.
Dog man is smart. I'm sorry. Yeah, are deer climbing into your house to abduct you? No. Dog man can, though, because they have hands, and they're smart, and they can think, and they can wolf up the windows. Deer can't.
They can wolf up the windows, dude.
Fucking idiot.
Wow.
Lift up. Wolf. I meant to say lift at the window.
You're so ingrained into the dog right now. Are you a dog man? You could wolf up the windows, you know what I mean, all the
I
time.
Said if I had to pick between werewolf or vampire, werewolf seems cooler, but I think vampires live longer. Go vampire. But werewolves are cooler, though.
You're all about life, though. You would definitely go vampire.
Yeah,
you
don't but only because of that. But werewolves are way cooler than vampires.
And you would be a good vampire because you wouldn't care about other people. Like, you wouldn't care. You're like, oh, I love eating. You would. I could feel you.
That's not true.
Dude.
I would find people who were like, want to kill themselves or something.
You
like
think that.
That,
dude, but I know your laziness, bro.
Yeah, I would do it for a month, and then I'm just finding the weakest target I could.
It's so exhausting, dude. I can't do that anymore, man. Remember
when
we used to
find pen pals and shit? Fuck. establish like a relationship with somebody, like find people who are like willing to kill themselves, like find that whole thing and like do research and like establish a connection with somebody and be like, all right, I guess it's you.
I'm thinking you were just killing people that you found. Yeah, of course, you're like criminals and stuff like that. But that would, again, that would be lazy. You would get lazy eventually, and after a month be like, I don't know, I saw this kid litter, so fuck it. You know what I mean?
Like, I'd be like, this now's my chance to finally get back at all those pedophiles I hate. And then I would wipe out like the surrounding area. And then I would like, well, I don't want to like do more research. Like other areas.
What am I going to drive 40 minutes and then an hour and then farther out in a diameter? I really should have worked
now.
This
is a free
in.
Thing. This is, what am I doing? Yeah, I'm just going to go after like, well, that chick seems drunk. Like, I don't think she could defend herself. I'll just eat her.
Yeah. It turns out that vampires were probably started out. Vampires, of course, they're real, obviously. And when it started out, they were probably all like that. And then that's like their height of like Roman society. And then before you know it, they were just like, ah, fuck it, dude. I'm not going. I got to get fast food. Fuck this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, just innocent bystanders are the fast food of vampires.
That's why I think True Blood was like the most believable vampire show. And only because of like, we made a thing that you could just easily buy, and then people are like, fucking yes, thank you. Yeah, I'm a vampire, whatever. Sure. I can buy this, right? So I can go to the store and buy this. I'm a vampire. Great. It's like that's all it takes. It's just convenience to break people out of anything.
It would be too exhausting.
So exhausting. You're right. I would quit in 2 seconds.
Plugs?
Hey, plugs. Yeah. Let's do. Don't
run too long.
Let's do plugs.
Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Parker, our purpose is simple.
We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
We got more podcasts. Yeah. Sorry, I don't know what the fuck that was. Just dealing with it. Yeah, you check me out. I am Newwood.com.
You sound like Muscle Man from Regular Show, which might have been a reference you did or didn't get.
Check me out. What was this? Season 6. Check me out tomorrow at Raven Lounge. That's a free, cool show you can go to. Mike show thing. You know what I mean? First showcase half. So you can check me out there. Raven Lounge right in Center City, Philadelphia. We'll have a show at it, the Pop-In in Chalfont, PA, coming up July 16th. We got some tickets moving already, so make sure to grab those while you can. I'll be up at Easton in Easton, PA, July 27th. And you can check all of that in from out. And then what? We got July 27th, July 29th. We'll be in West Collinswood, New Jersey together. And of course, then we got the 30th of July. We'll be in Atlantic City, New Jersey at the B&B Saloon. About to drop that graphic off to you guys too. So Atlantic City, Collinswood, and Easton, PA, and Chalfont, PA. We're coming out. You can go to imneilwood.com and get all those shows and more. Thank you. Adam, what do you got?
This Friday, Saturday, Whiskey Rebellion, right by Pittsburgh, New Stanton, Pennsylvania. We'll be with Robbie the Fire Bernstein doing a live Porcupine Friday night and then stand up show Saturday night. So tickets are available somewhere. I'll put them up to go on after that. July 14th, King's Highway Comedy Show over in Ben Salem. With the great Brian Six and Ryan Chayner on that. Dave Collins, it's his show. It's a great show. Check that out. Even if I'm not there, or Neil, I'm sure Neil eventually be that, doing that show too. The 29th, I won't be in Jersey. I will be in Easton, Pennsylvania, actually, at Big Papa's Comedy in Easton, Pennsylvania. So I won't be at Rexy's. Sorry, but go to Rexy's. Honestly, just go to Rexy's. And Neil said the 30th. And then... Oh, he said the 16th, right? 12th, August 12th and 13th, Colorado Springs. Nope, sorry. Steamboat Springs, Colorado. Out for Steamboat Comedy with my man, Kyle Ruff. Coming out to those. At Adam Nutter and everything. Go check out the Porcupine. YouTube.com/Adam Nutter. Yay. That's it for me.
Nice. Yeah, you can check out all of the stuff that we do at drop10.com. You can go there and check out a bunch of cool stuff. You can buy merch for our podcast right there in the store. The Cult of Us merch will help keep us going and making more fun stuff and doing more shows and having a good time. So go grab a hat, go grab a t-shirt. That helps us out a bunch. And of course, you can check our Patreon, patreon.com/cultofus. Go there. It's only an extra buck to get a bunch of content there. And then for $3, you get to hang out with us, watch through the watch us and interact with us through our Discord when we check out MMA fights.
There was a big fight this past weekend that a lot of people were hanging out in Discords in. Like, there's a bunch of people. So, it's fine.
Out there. I didn't get to stop in. So, check out the $3 tier. It's really, really cool. $5 Anna Gabrielle tattoo tier. You can get a tattoo for possibly $20. All right. And maybe keep getting tattoos for that much. And it is pretty great. So $5 each month goes to us. Then every other month we pick out a name out of that hat and you can go and get a tattoo by Anna Gabrielle. Her information is right there on the Patreon. So patreon.com/cultofus. And again, great artist. You'll get a great tattoo. She's done work on Adam and everything. We talk about this each week. Just go get a fucking tattoo and throw us $5. I mean, and keep getting tattoos. It's pretty sweet. It's a great way to get a little ink here and there. She's a great artist. So thank you so much. Check out. We went over the Papa Joe's, but just to be clear. Yeah. But July 16th, go check that one out. We're there usually every second Saturday at the Pop-In in Chalfont, PA. And if you want to book a show with us, you got a venue, you got something you want us to do and bring a bunch of cool comics to you and hang out, shoot us a message over at droptentmedia@gmail.com. All right. Cool. Yeah. Out of Plugy Plugs.
I just realized This is annoying, and this is only really for us, but it's annoying. I just realized you could finally add your own custom music to this. We could re-add our fucking old plug music back.
Cool, man.
That's so infuriating. I've been asking.
I'm glad you, oh, yeah, bring it
sorry.
Up now.
Sorry. I've been asking them for that for like a fucking 6 months. I've been like, you guys should fucking, they're like, yeah, well, yeah, thanks for your feedback. And I guess they took it, but like, let me know. I feel like, by the way, I want to point out, I feel like I single-handedly made StreamYard do this. That's right. Wow. I gave them, I bitched so much about it. Every single time we end a stream and it says like, what can you do to add further experience? I'm like, let me add custom MP3 music. Fucking cunts. And they did. So, but set up a point. Like, let me know you did that. Right. Like, tell them that I made you do that.
Right. You wanted to get an email.
I want the fucking like credit. I know it was me. I can't prove this, but I know it was me.
Interesting.
It was definitely me. What up, Josh? What's going on? Josh knows. Josh knows what's up.
Just watching you panic and like not like just go like, oh, Josh knows something sweet. Thanks, Josh. Thank you. I'm going to do that in between. Like after you just rants with no punches at the end. Just like, right? And then I fucking like, then I couldn't get anything at the grocery store. What's up, Josh? What up? How you doing? What's up, Josh? Good thing. Yeah, what's up? So, yeah, anyway, what's going on with you? I don't know. It's right. And then my girlfriend was like, your dick's tiny, right? And I was like, what's up, Josh? What's going on, dude? Thank you, Josh. I appreciate it. That story was whatever. Oh, good for you, buddy.
Yeah, good for but you. I did that. Anyway, how was your week? I bet you didn't see any UFOs or cool shit like I did, so.
No. It turns out all the UFOs are located specifically over in Newtown, PA. Unfortunately, here in Philadelphia, we don't get any. No, I was what's up? How you doing, Joshua? As we said, thanks, bud. Are you having your own conversation? What's happening?
Just delayed. It's a little delayed.
What are you guys up to? Just like, Josh. I hate to tell you. No, I get you. Yeah. So, dude, that shooting in Philly. Man, shooting. It was kind of crazy. Did you hear? Well, yeah, there's tons. I meant the 4th of July, like somebody let off what they still very strange because the judging from what I'm still waiting for the cops to come out and like say exactly what the cops that got injured but then have been released and are good, they're fine, they're okay now. They were out of town cops technically just booked on there for because they needed some more cops or whatever, but like I'm waiting to hear with it because it was almost like UFO. You brought up UFOs. The shooting sounds like they just don't know. The one bullet landed in the cop's hat. Did you see that?
I didn't know there was a shooting. I really didn't know there was a shooting.
But like this is like a real mystery one from when it started. Like I need to check back in with the news because I listened to Commissioner Outlaw. That's right.
That's his name,
Commissioner. Her name. Our police. You fucking savage misogynist piece of shit. You hey, savage you know misogynist.
You know what?
Shit.
You're right. Go on. Sorry.
No, she's actually a fucking badass.
That's a cool.
She's cool.
That's her such name, a cool
Commissioner
name.
Outlaw, dude.
I gotta put my hatred of cops away for a minute. That's a fucking cool ass name.
You know what I mean? Cool just like name. That. There's just a giant portrait of her. Just like hold on. Like,
I mean, listen, Commissioner if Outlaw. You're gonna be a police commissioner.
Just at the bottom, it just says, "Nuff said." Yeah, it just says, "Nuff said" under Commissioner Outlaw. Nuff said.
Like, yeah, you need an awesome name like that, or your last name used to be Gordon, because that's also cool.
Commissioner Outlaw, that those combination of words only follows with the racking of a shotgun. It's just Commissioner Outlaw. Like, that's just.
She sounds like a gladiator from the 90s. Like outlaw,
she could be definitely easily back in the day WWF character. Obviously.
Yeah,
Commissioner Outlaw,
tennis ball machine.
Yeah.
Dude, American Gladiators ruled. Fucking show ruled.
Oh,
fuck,
Adam,
man.
Adam,
they brought it back. I know. Yeah, a little bit.
We gotta stay on it. You were about to go on a whole tangent.
Yeah, you're right. I was gonna do an American Gladiator tangent.
I saw you with such joy in your heart, dude. You were about to be like, "Yo, dude, let's talk about American Gladiators." Like, no one on podcast has ever talked about American.
American Gladiators. Okay, I'm kidding.
The magic in your eyes. You're like, "Can we just wait a second and talk?" There's probably 8 podcasts on American Gladiators specifically,
just on that show. Just on that show.
It was such a crazy show. There has to be.
If there isn't, I'm just suggesting a Patreon series. We watch American Gladiators.
I would love that. I remember thinking like these people are better than us. Like I remember, I mean, now I know it's just like a lot, you know, steroids. A bunch of, like, no job, I don't care.
But,
no, I totally get it. But it just made you made it be like, yeah, you should beat them up. Like it was.
Yeah. When they showed though, okay, we really gotta get a tangent. Finish the thing, and then we'll go to American Gladiators. Go.
No, it's fine. It's you know, yeah. Why? What did you think? Go ahead. We'll finish. Go. Do it. What did you think about
when they showed these guys next to the average person? I'm like, dude, they're gonna fucking skull fuck this guy.
Yeah.
Crazy that anybody think they could win. Dude, they're literally putting the average person like this guy's been taking steroids every day for 4 years, and you just are an accountant. Good luck. You have a roided freak.
Tennis ball one is like legitimately. They'd be like, hey guys, we can't like you'll win. This is honestly, this is just Harlem Globetrotters versus the Washington Sentinels. It's just not.
That's all
like,
it is.
You got to put in this thing where you try to fire with your big muscle dexterity, which isn't great sometimes. So you got to like fire with like balls that aren't really going to do much. Yeah, so
do you remember the ones though where you had a, like, okay, remember the one where you had the ball and they had like five like goal, like standing free goals at each corner, like this court, and you had to run with the ball and like dunk the ball into the fucking like,
right.
I'm going to call it a net, but it wasn't, it was like just standing on the ground. And then they got to just fucking tackle you.
Yes. That was the crazy.
That was crazy.
the one that I would have nightmares about is the just the hanging one where like the rings, like where they would swing. Because
they would
just
shoot shit at you.
They would just sit there like, dude, they're like scratching their nose and stuff. Like, fucking God, when is this? Greg, drop already, dude. You've never done a push-up. Drop. What are you doing, Greg? Stop. Yeah. This is not your event. Fall down. God damn it.
Like, dude, just, that show, like, looking back at that show as an adult is like, it really.
Just
that,
tickling him. Tickling him. Like, come on, dude. Really? Look at my fucking arms, dude.
Yeah, they had like orangutan strength. Like, and they're like, this guy works at Subway. So probably equals.
Yeah.
Remember Pros versus Joes?
I didn't watch Pros versus Joes.
It kind of reminded me of that. A little bit. Like remember,
what came before what, though?
Oh, Pros versus Joes was like the 2000s.
Okay.
That was mid to late 2000s.
That was probably ripping off American Gladiator. Yeah.
Even that, because those guys were like retired, like at, and like who like stopped working out, but they're still like way better and more in shape than any fucking average person off the street.
Dude, could you imagine? Yeah. Could you imagine the casting line for American Gladiators? Like just every roided gym person.
Every
in line. Yeah. Just in line. All in a row. If you walk by that casting, like you would just must be like, what the fuck are they filming here? Like, why are you all, oh my God, you're all 250 pound Jack Diesel. All the women are 250 pounds.
Even the women were jacked. Like, even for, like, they were. It was
shooting
great,
a Hercules remake. You know how it goes. It's like, what? It has to be. There's no
Zeus
way.
Or is just some guy named John.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if people are like shooting up in the bathroom, in the waiting room for them. Just
like, God. Oh, dude, I think they're doing it at the fucking tennis ball gun. Just like, hold on.
Yeah. Okay, so shootings in Philly. So,
yeah. So,
remember,
that's
where we started. Yeah, so, dude, crazy thing. Someone might have. Okay, here's what I'll let you interpret from the interview with Commissioner Outlaw. She gets asked two very specific questions. One of them was, do you think this could have possibly been a sniper, like a shooter from a distance? It's like, well, we haven't ruled that out. We don't really know. We're still getting evidence, you know, that kind of thing. And then the next question from another person just being like, have you thought about maybe this is just a celebratory firing of a gun? And I wanted to look at that person and go, hey, man, if it is, holy fuck, we're in trouble. Just to let you know, because this isn't, I don't know, this isn't Syria. So, like,
even they know to point up.
You point up.
Everybody points up. Yeah.
Point up. No, I just don't know. So, but dude, yeah, apparently just, you know, the fireworks started and then people started to run. Like someone shot something. We don't even know because, again, what happened to these two cops? One cop was hit in the shoulder. He was released, I believe, later. That was in the report, like, the night. He was released. He was shot in the shoulder. It must have just grazed. It wasn't, hopefully, like, really in there, like, you know, closer to the center body. And then the other dude, this guy, we got a photo shot of the bullet. And it's in his cap. He was grazed. It went up, just nicked his head, went through his cap, and then got caught in the lining of the cap.
That's pretty crazy.
And that they took a picture of that and put that out.
It's like the guy's phone like stops the bullet. Like, in his fucking chest and shit.
You ever thought about that? Just like you carry like a little book here, like just in case anybody gets crazy and it saves your life one day. Like you're that sick. Kind of weird psychopath.
A little Bible, a little realistic Bible.
Right. Mine would just be like, nah, dude, dork. I would be.
And then
I would
take a round in the chest and die.
I would have a full. Yeah, I would have 8 cigarettes in a Kevlar like lined bag that just sat here. I did not smoke. I do not smoke, and I would just have them there in my shirt pocket at all times.
A Kevlar lined Marlboro packet.
Yeah, crazy. A crazy shot. Yeah, like I don't want to play you. I don't want to play you. And then I couldn't even understand. I was like, oh my god, dude, how the fuck? Where did this guy get shot? Like, who opened fire? And how did it get in his cap? And it's just like, it's such a weird series of events where I don't think they've even figured out exactly what's going on. I'm trying to figure out here where the fuck. Because I think they just have video on this. Ah, sorry, motherfuckers.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Those crazy ricochet shootings are always fucking Uh-oh. Nuts because it could go literally what? You all right?
Yeah. Sorry.
Okay.
Sorry. The video is playing on my side, and I'm trying to look to where to stop it. Stop playing video. No, it's fine. All right. Never mind. Fuck it. Fuck it. Never mind, dude. Fuck it. Look it up yourselves, you pieces of shit.
Yeah, garbage people.
Oh, God. No, I think our ad blockers are fucking us. Anyway, but yeah, crazy. We should have just kept talking about American Gladiator. crazy shooting. It's nuts. Celebratory firing, holy shit.
That's pretty bad.
Even worse.
It's also definitely not. It's also definitely for sure not.
You don't think so? Because, again, there was no one on the scene that could figure out what was going on.
Rooftops, usually.
Yeah. I could imagine that.
I was shot out from rooftops before. It happened.
Okay, so we got to ask ourselves, what did these cops do?
Exactly. Existing.
Right. Next week when we come in, I will have ribbon and twine all intertangling
Charlie
here.
Charlie Kelly fucking.
All around here. I'm going to figure out this whole mystery, man. Yeah, I don't know. Shooting's not good. I think I'm going to volunteer and try to do and help the community, man.
Yeah, you shouldn't. What are you going to do?
Well, you're a libertarian. You don't think any of that should happen, but I get that.
Not true. At all.
Big brother, big sister program, maybe could be, might help with nonviolent organization or something, try to prevent it and whatever they need. I don't know. Dude. It might just be getting food into a neighborhood. It might not be anything crazy. It's usually what it is. Huh? It's not like I'm going. It's not like I immediately cut to, Samuel Jackson teaching at an inner city school. It's just me. Don't you understand? I'm here for you. Don't you understand that? I'm trying to lift you out of poverty. It's not.
Dude, you know the rules. You just put your hat backwards. You turn the chair around and you sit down and you go,
you don't think I know where you're from?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Streets of Hamilton,
I've been where
New
you
Jersey.
Are. I've been where you are. I've seen what you've seen.
I want one of those movies to be real, and the guy is like, "Listen, man, I can't even possibly imagine where you've been. I grew up in an amazing place." he's like, "Your lives are literal hell, and I'm trying to leave here. I didn't want to come here. I was punished. I'm sent here. I'm trying to get out." This guy is brutally honest.
We had Big Al, who's school and stuff like that. Yeah, but we had Big Al to keep us in check. Not Weird Al Yankovic, but Big Al.
Big Gay Al.
South Park. No, oh yeah, a little bit. Good, you know a thing. Oh my god, you're so cute. Big Al. I thought that every school got him, but I guess it's just some certain ones. He was the shout out anybody in here. If you're from the Tri-State area, they got Big Al. He would come, you're doing assembly, and he was the sad guy who got hooked on drugs. But the interesting thing about him is he used to play for the Globetrotters. He used to play for the Harlem Globetrotters.
Oh, really?
Sentinels, but yeah, he used to play on the. Because he had the ball. I remember the ball would come in. I think he either played all or the Washington Sentinels. I can't remember which.
I think the Generals.
Generals or Sentinels? Yeah, I'm saying Sentinels. I think it's the Washington Generals, right? No,
I think it is.
Okay, got you.
I think it is.
I haven't seen it in years. All right. It's been a while since I've seen Carl Malone. I apologize.
You're like, I want proof you're on the losingest basketball team of all time.
But again, it's all like all stringy white dude. So we all kind of like, as soon as they're like, and I actually played with the, you know, Harlem Globetrotters. We're like, yeah, dude, you play with the Washington Generals.
No, as soon as you said Globetrotters, like, ooh, and then you said Generals, when he was white. But immediately I knew he was a white guy right from there. Yeah, the white guys are on that team, and as they should be. that's where they should be.
Hey, come on. The Harlem Globetrotters that are started in England are white.
Yeah.
How dare you?
Yeah. Unless the Washington Generals all became like Eastern European, like those new breed Eastern European kids who are like mad good, but they're white, so like it throws you off. You're like, oh shit, though, you're good. What's going on here?
It would be awesome if like if just like basketball caught on in other countries and stuff, like instead of the Globetrotters going to those countries, like they actually started their own, because then it would just be they would just take the best players, and then they would just bring in schlubs on the street, like smoking cigarettes, being like, yeah, dude, we suck. We get it. It's fine.
Yeah.
Okay, we get it. the five guys that can play in the entire
country.
Can't put ball
in hoop. I get it.
It's so funny. You cannot play American sport than us. We're much better. It's like, yeah, man, we're from the same country. All right, fuck you. All right, fuck you, piece of shit.
You're 2 inches taller than me.
You know what I mean? Just because I smoke a little bit more than you. Yes, I get it. All right, 4 packs a day. You only have 3. Fuck off. Like it's.
Yeah, like the slight. It's being like slightly taller makes you like a standout athlete.
it would just be that. It's like, I made almost same amount of points as you, piece of shit. It's the same thing. Only difference, you're too tall. It's the only difference.
He's like, I got 21 points. You got 20. It's like minute differences.
I know. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Did you know what I've been fascinated on lately? Because about sports, which I guess technically this could be considered a sport. No, it is, I guess. I really think, and I kind of want to make this a bit on the podcast, and it's a lot of money. But if we really push it as a bit, if we could crowdsource $10,000, enter me into the fucking World Series of Poker.
Oh, God. What a dangerous.
I'll get out of the first. I guarantee I get out of the first day.
You get out of. I don't even know if it's good or bad.
It's like, no, it's good. It's like a long time. It's like a 2 month tournament or like a month long. It's a long ass tournament. It's like multiple. But you don't know how long you're going to be in, right? So, like, you could theoretically rent a hotel for 2 weeks, get knocked out the first day, and be like, well, there's that.
Like, wait, you want the bit to be that you get knocked out on the first day?
No, I don't want to. No. I'm saying I guarantee I want to get as far as I can. I want to try to win it.
Oh, I thought you said you won't. Sorry. Okay,
No. But I guarantee I can make it past the first round at least make it past the first round.
Interesting.
I think I could do it. I'm good enough at poker where, especially if I started playing like regularly, that's my practice to get to that. Like, if you give me like a year of practice, I think I could 100% make it past the first day, possibly 2 days.
I don't think you make it past the first game. I don't. And also, judging by the comments and them and the lack thereof, I think they're like, yeah, Adam, we're not going to give you 10 grand. But like, it's also, aren't you the rich one? Why don't you take your own 10 grand?
Well, no.
Yeah. That's again, like, not get crazy. You don't play with fucking house money. You gotta play with house money, dude.
Do you not want to make this a bit? Let's crowdsource me some 10 grand and fucking get me out to Vegas.
Yeah.
You know what? I'll make it fair. I'll pay for my own way out.
Oh, wow. Look at you. So thoughtful.
Get me to Vegas.
Get me to Vegas. That's the campaign. Let's start a GoFundMe.
I'm telling you, I could. We'll make a kickback percentage. It's probably illegal. We'll make a kickback percentage.
You think? Probably. Yeah,
I don't know. I don't respect the law. You guys give me money, and then I'll give you double that back if I win.
Yeah.
There's no way that could work out. There's no way it's possible.
It's like you're starting a company, kind of. You're just like, guys, listen, you all feed into this network, right? And what I'll do is I'll go out and win, and you'll get a percentage of that.
It's like a pyramid. Think of it like a pyramid, right?
Yeah, it's a little bit of that. So more than I win at the top here, but it'll trickle down to you. Now, you get 5 other friends. Yeah, fairly obvious, but it's good. It's good.
It's not a scheme, though, because I do think I could win.
No, not a scheme. I got you. Then, yeah, what happens? You get knocked out the second day, and you're like, well,
I won more than I put into it.
I guess so. I guess if you're leaving there. If you get knocked out the second day, but how wouldn't you? I don't understand.
So
wouldn't they try to?
So there's $10,000 entry fee, I believe. I believe it's 10 grand for everybody. No matter who you are, it's 10 grand. Like, you could enter. That's what I'm saying. Like, we can enter. Like, there's no, like, minor league system for World Series of Poker. 10 grand flat. You get thrown in randomly generated table number, and you play out with five or eight other guys, whatever the many fucking people are at the table, right?
Yeah.
And then it gets consolidated down, 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 down. And then, like, the day ends. And then if you still have your money and shit, you make it on day two.
Nice.
And then day three, so on and so on and so forth. But, you know, and then you keep getting whatever you like, you build up a percentage, right? So, like, it's not like you lose everything in day three. So, if I win like 50 grand, I don't lose 50 grand by day three. Like, I get a percentage of like whatever the fuck believe is how it works that way. So, you'd win more than you leave with.
Still not giving you the money. So, I just don't, you won't. I don't think you're going to get that money, buddy. But it's fine. Hey, listen, I like that as a good ending note. Hey, guys out there, if you want to see Adam get through the first day of the World Series of Poker. Okay, if we're going to do this, you got to be, like, naked or something. Like, I'm not, like, okay. So you got to, can you dress however you want?
The more money you give me, I will do things. In the confines of the tournament, though, I obviously don't want to get kicked out, or that would break the whole point of the purpose, right? Anything legally within the tournament, I will do.
I would make it so that you had to dress like a Halloween costume 1970s pimp.
Done. Oh, like, that would bring us so much recognition.
Yeah. I just, something that would, like, it would be like, yeah, but it's Vegas. Like, it's not crazy. I don't think it would
be distracting.
Yeah. Boa, gigantic hat.
100%. I would look like Val Venus.
Fish in the shoes.
Or the Godfather. You
know what I mean? Platform fish in the shoes.
Okay.
Like, bad. You know what I mean?
Okay. Done.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ridiculous shit.
Done.
That would be fun.
Done.
I would like to see that or something. Come up with ideas, and then let's just, no big deal, source 10 grand. We'll just do that.
No big
easy.
Deal. Just contribute
That's like
to the
Patreon. Everyone, all of our listeners, all 13 of them, only have to kick in, like, each of them, like, a couple of grand. So it's like, right? It's at least 1300.
Join the Patreon.
Like,
Patreon.com/cultofus. Throw in $5.
If you guys throw in a grand, that's already 1300, right? So that's like, well, that's like
good.
1,000. I mean, whatever. But like,
pretty good.
I mean, if you give us $100, it'd be 1,300.
Yeah,
but
it's pretty good. So,
even 100. So I mean, 13 people, each of us. So, I don't know, 30 grand from each of you. It's like not even that big of a deal. Wow. Okay. I mean, what a mission. What a mission for you, buddy. You got to get out there. You got to start campaigning for this 10 grand.
We need 10 grand a month on Patreon. That's what we need.
10 grand pimp betting objective. I like it. What would be your pimp name? You're good off the fly.
Ooh, constellations.
Constellations. Good. I like it.
Yeah.
Constellations.
Constellations. Because you got to look up at me and figure out what's going on. You know what I'm saying? In your life. Because I'm a pimp. I
own
you.
I was about to say if there was a tag, and it was not worth it. Wow. You got to look up at me.
To see what you got going on in your life, because I own you.
That's so bad. That's so bad. That's really bad.
No, it's clever.
You gotta look up at
me. Look up at me.
Could be anything.
Because these dumb hoes don't get it. These dumb hoes out here be tripping, son. They don't get it.
My name's Ceiling because you gotta look up at me to know that I'm better than you.
Dumb white girls don't look at ceilings to judge their life, but they look at constellations to judge their life.
Constellations, I got you. Okay, nice. Yeah, yeah. I'm the astrology pimp. You gotta understand. I like it. I'm the astrology pimp.
Yeah.
It's good to meet you guys. Yeah. They call me Constellations.
Constellations.
I like it.
See?
Like, there's way too many S's in the constellations.
Too many consonants in constellations.
Yeah,
constellations.
Constellations.
I can't say the word now. It's like when you, it's like that scene in Black Sheep where he says roads too much. And he's like, roads.
Yeah, roads.
Roads.
I don't know how to say it. Holy shit. Well, this is fun. All right, 10 grand. You heard it, 13 people. Thank you so much. Another day in the cult. Not a big deal. Great. Crushing it. Cult's getting stronger every day. So, Neil Wood, comic. Adam Nutter, comic. We will see you for another day in the cult. Bye.
Bye.
By the renewing of your mind.
The recycling. It's a flesh body world.
Do it.
Human.
Do it.
Sir Slimy Reptilian.
This has been a Drop Tent Media production.
Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free to play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Take control of your growing company's finances with Bill Spend and Expense, the free-to-use spend management software powered by the Bill Divvy Corporate Card. With credit lines from $50,000 to $5 million, Bill Spend and Expense is here to help you thrive. Say goodbye to manual expense reports and juggling multiple cards, and say hello to saving time and eliminating wasteful spend. Try Bill Spend and Expense today at bill.com/promo500 and get $500. Terms and conditions apply. Advertised credit ranges are not guaranteed and are determined at approval. Card issued by Cross River Bank. Member FDIC.